It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes. Welcome into a Wednesday here in New York City. Evan and Tiki on The Fan. It's early baseball season. Met fans are ticked off at the limp bats. Yankee fans are ticked off. They blew a game in the eighth inning. And don't worry, we'll get to all of it as the show rolls on, including the Mets openly tampering with Sandy Alcantara, but... Something hit me late last night because I couldn't sleep. You know, that's the deal, Teague. Sometimes I never sleep.
Yeah.
So I wanted to catch up on Jameis Winston's press conference.
You'll be sick in a week.
Probably. I'm already sick, actually.
I was watching Jameis Winston's press conference from the other day when he was announced. Was
glorious.
He's such an entertaining guy, such a fun guy, that I think the New York Giants have a major, major worry, and I'm not sure how Dable's going to address it. And I want to bring this up to you because you've been in locker rooms. I haven't. Okay, I've never been in a locker room other than as a media member. I'm worried that Giant players are going to want to play with Jameis Winston and not Russell Wilson.
Oh, it's so interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, right?
It is, because Jameis Winston is the life of a party.
Yes.
Now, at some point, it might wear on you. At some point, as it did on the great Giant fan, host of One Giant Step podcast, Sean Morash, it just gets to you. You're just like, all right, Jameis, shut up. Right? You say it with a smile. You're not being mean about it. But the only way it lasts is if he's playing and he's good and you're winning a lot. And then it feels like it's all fun. But I think at times, it might come across as false enthusiasm. And sometimes that's good because team is down, despondent, everybody's dragging. Oh, we lost two games in a row, whatever it is. You kind of need a pick-me-up. Like, let's get back to, you know, what this is all about, having fun and winning games. But in the short term, that dude is inspiring.
Well, that's the key. You use the proper phrase, short term. because Winston and Wilson are short-term options for the New York Giants. All you've got to do is look at their contract. So this is not a five-year worry. This is a one-year worry.
Right.
This is when they go to mini camp in a couple of weeks or when they're in training camp in a few months, whether there's a rookie there or not, Malik Nabers is going to find himself inspired by Jameis Winston. The Giant offense is going to be inspired by Jameis Winston. They don't care about the money Russell Wilson's making. They don't care about the Super Bowl he won. They're going to care about the here and now. And so we joke about the personalities. We have a lot of fun with the personalities. We play drops of Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. And we joke about how corny Russ is. But it's no joke if the guys in the room are basically feeling the same way. And watching Jameis's press conference and watching Russ's, I started to think to myself, I can totally see players saying, I don't want to play with Russ. I want to play with him.
I think the challenge, and this is an unintended consequence, of freeing yourself, meaning the Giants, Joe Shane, of having to draft a quarterback in the first round or second, whatever it is, drafting a quarterback this year, you sign two veterans, but neither one of them have a history with the team. Neither one of them have a history with the locker room. And what's going to naturally happen is that some guys are going to like Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys are going to gravitate towards Russell Wilson. And all it's going to take is a couple of, I don't know, bad outings. And all of a sudden, by whoever's starting, let's just say in this case it's Russell because we're making the assumption that he's the going into camp starter. Russell Wilson has a couple of bad outings, then five, six, seven guys start saying, Jameis should be starting.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it publicly. They're just saying it behind the scenes in a little corner in the hot boxes we used to do it, going to sauna and just talk trash about everybody, right? And then all of a sudden, it becomes this big division. It becomes this polar locker room. And it's not anything overt, but it's disruptive.
Right.
Like, that's the problem with having two quarterbacks that are capable of being the starter or being the guy who wins games for you. And it's why when this first happened, when Russell first started got signed after Jameis got signed, my initial thought was eventually they're going to release one of these guys.
Mm.
I remember saying that.
Yeah.
Because as interesting as it sounds, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, it's also like their personalities are very polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
There's the feeling of either you love Winston, you think he's hysterical, this is great, or what Sean, you were saying even a few weeks ago, it's not so funny when you're saying, Lord, save me from pick sixes when he's doing it for your team.
Right.
So he's a polarizing figure. Obviously, Russell Wilson is polarizing, and so I would assume the locker room is going to have that same polarized thoughts. And that divide could happen even before they start playing a game. Once you start hanging out with the guys, that could happen. And here's the vibe I get about you. The vibe I get from Tiki Barber is if you were still active and you were still playing and you went into that room, you would probably say, I want to play for Jameis. That's the vibe I get. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
You'd be pro Jameis?
I probably would because he's just fun, Jameis. And I know he's going to be prolific, and I know he's not going to let mistakes bother him. It's not going to stop him from trying.
Right.
And I think, you know, sometimes, say with Russell, he doesn't make a ton of mistakes. It's because he doesn't take a ton of risks.
Right.
And sometimes you got to risk to have massive reward. And I think I'd get frustrated if Russell Wilson stopped trying to take shots and stopped being aggressive and just played it safe, because it would be... It put us in a position to lose.
How about the personality aspect of it? I mean, Russ is corny. You've said it. We've all seen it.
But it doesn't matter. Like that, when it comes to game day, that doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
It's just, are you balling? At the end of the day, the only thing, I don't care if you're an ass. I don't care if you're smartest, you're a brainiac. I don't care if you're the dirtiest, scummiest dude on the planet. If you ball on Sundays, I'm down with you.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's ultimately what it'll come down to, I think, with whoever's the starting quarterback. But who would I have more fun with? Definitely, Jameis.
And I could see with a young roster, especially on offense, guys just connecting more with Jameis Winston than Russell Wilson. And we know both guys' resumes, but to the New York Giants and to the New York Giant players, those resumes don't mean a damn thing.
Right.
Because Russell Wilson has never thrown a pass as a New York Giant. Jameis Winston has never thrown an interception as a New York Giant. So it's not really about what Jameis Winston did in his career or, oh, Russ went to two Super Bowls and won a Super Bowl. I don't think any of that crap matters.
No.
I think it's about in the moment and just watching Winston, just seeing him.
I can picture him kind of galvanizing a locker room a lot more than Russell Wilson, who I get the sense players almost roll their eyes at.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
The problem is that right now we're having a lot of resume champions going on right now, especially with Russell Wilson. It's, look what he's done in his resume. He's done this, and he took a team to a Super Bowl and took a team back and was just a couple plays away, and he was borderline Hall of Famer and all this yada, yada, yada. That was one of the great, like, don't tell me your resume. Mm. Tell me what you're going to do for me now. At 36 years old, 37 years old, what are you doing for me now? Because that's all that matters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am not the Seattle Seahawks, right? I am not the Denver Broncos. I'm not the Pittsburgh Steelers. We are the New York Giants. What are you doing for us, period? Don't talk about what you did in the past because it means absolutely nothing.
Great.
Especially because it's not even on this team, right? It's almost hard to talk about, oh, well, last year he had a great season. Who cares?
Right? It's about this season.
It's about this season. And Jameis has an inferior resume for sure because he didn't even start in the last 5 years. But there is something about motivation that matters, and I think Jameis has that in spades.
The motivation, and then the other part, is that there's still that tiny possibility. It's tiny, I admit, but there's this tiny possibility that Brian Daboll could unlock something in Jameis Winston.
That keeps him from throwing pick sixes?
That keeps him from throwing pick sixes. That it may not be the Lord keeping him from pick sixes, but it could be Brian Daboll. While with Russell Wilson, the odds are very, very, very high. That we've seen the best of him. That there's nothing that's going to happen with Brian Daboll and the New York Giants where Russell Wilson is either going to recreate his best years in Seattle or we're about to see the best of him. That is highly unlikely. While with Jameis Winston, there's that chance that maybe with this coaching staff, maybe, especially his age, he's a little bit younger than Russ by about 5 years, that you can see more from him. Mm-hmm. So I ask you this question. From a playing standpoint, forget the personality for a second. Who gives them a better chance to win next year, Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson?
My gut says Jameis Winston.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a W.
There you go. That is a W. Does that make you sick, Sean?
I want to vomit into this microphone. Absolutely vomit. I'll say this. The Giants can't do what they just did 4 minutes ago if they think Jameis gives them a better chance to take.
What did they do 4 minutes ago?
Take away Tay Banks' number and put it on the back of Russell Wilson. They've just officially announced Russell Wilson is wearing number three.
Right? Wow, that's a power move. Now, did Russ give him something?
Well, we don't know. The Giants did this video where they're stitching the three and the Wilson on the jersey and hanging it up, officially announced, and you could go buy your Russell Wilson jersey.
Okay, but what is Tay Banks' number?
We don't know. Hasn't been announced. It's not. It's empty.
There's a big difference.
I'm going to assume Russ gave him something,
yeah,
right?
There's a big difference between the Giants took a number away
right.
versus Russ cut a deal.
Was he three in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Was he three in Denver?
Yes.
So he's kept it the whole way.
That's been his number in his NFL career. So I'm going to assume, but all I'm saying is you're not doing this for a guy you don't envision being a backup to Jameis Winston.
Well, but Sean, right. Sean, here's what you shouldn't worry about for now, and then I'll tell you what you should worry about. I agree that the Giants' intentions is that Russell Wilson is going to be the starting quarterback over Jameis Winston. I don't think there's any doubt. What I am bringing up is, A, the players may rally around Jameis Winston because of his personality. And then, two, I just asked Tiki, hey, from a football standpoint, who do you think gives them a better chance to win this season? That's not Brian Daboll speaking. That's Tiki Barber speaking. So if your argument is the Giants' intention is Russ to be the starter,
all right,
you're right. But what about the rest of that stuff?
Here's what I'll say about personality. Obviously, I have not been in a locker room. I've basically been in a Wendy's drive-thru before playing flag football, unlike Tiki Barber. Okay? But personality can only go so far, dude. I mean, the moment you get on the field, how many times did we see last year? Daniel Jones misses a throw, and there's Wandell Robinson stomping his feet at another overthrow or anything like that. I don't care what your personality is. If you start out a couple games and those interceptions and turnovers happen, and you've basically turned the locker room over to a guy who the team has fallen in love with the personality, but is killing them with the turnovers.
Right.
To me, you're doing exactly what you're just getting away from in Daniel Jones, albeit with a bubblier, more outspoken personality. You're making a locker room fall in love with a guy who is going to lose you football games. That just happened, and it killed the Giants room in 2024.
Ask Jerry Jeudy who he'd rather play with, Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson. He played with both. He was a zero at Russ, and he was awesome with Winston. He's going to get you the rock. He's going to throw pick sixes unless the Lord delivers him from him, but he throws for like 500 yards. So I think the receivers of Malik Nabers would probably rather play with Winston because he can sling
it. It's a great question he brings up. If you're Malik Nabers, Russ may give you the best chance to win, but it's a brilliant point by him.
What's going to keep
talent
happy?
What's going to matter more to Malik? Getting the football in those situations versus those pick sixes. I don't know. It's a great question.
If you're throwing pick sixes and it's not costing you victories because you're throwing for 450 yards and three touchdowns a game, then you know what? That's the risk you take.
Right.
Keep winning.
Right.
But if you're losing games on last plays or last drives because you're throwing interceptions, there's no way that's going to fly.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
The other thing I have a question about, too, is every time I watch these two speak, I have no doubt in my mind that Russell Wilson is a complete corny cornball, makes me cringe. Why is Jameis Winston not viewed as, like, that to me, all of his stuff is completely corny, too?
The key is,
because I think it's because Jameis feels genuine.
Does it to you?
It's who he is. I'm just telling you. It's just who he is. I've been around him a couple times. Rondé's told me the same thing. That's just who he is. He is that way, period. And Russ feels like he's putting on an act.
Yeah. Mr. Unlimited.
It's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah. I hear Jameis Winston talk, and there's very rare, but I have met people like this in life, where I walk away, not that I've had the personal conversations, but hearing him talk like, wait a minute, is he trying to get one over on me? This kid, it comes across as inauthentic. I know you're saying it's authentic, but for a rumor guy, to me, it comes across as inauthentic.
You know what else I interpret from both of those guys? One guy is, it feels very humble, genuinely humble in Jameis Winston, and the other one comes across kind of arrogant. Comes across like, I've been to two Super Bowls. I've won a Super Bowl. There does come across like a very different vibe from both of those guys. And remember, Sean, both of them, I can see why you either hate them or you love them. Mm-hmm. I can see it. So
both of them.
Absolutely. Right. What was the word I used earlier? I already forgot the vocabulary
word.
Polarizing. Thank you. They're both polarizing. So you are explaining that, Sean, by saying, hey, I don't like Jameis Winston, or I don't think he's genuine. That's polarization. I find him hysterical and fun. You think blah, 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 you don't like him.
The 15 less turnovers a year, I think I'd love him.
I understand. I kind of think the giant room is going to connect more with Winston than Russell, and that's going to be a challenge for Brian Daboll if he wants to play Russell Wilson, but the room prefers Jameis Winston.
Only if he's not winning.
That's the thing. The room is also dying to win. This has been a laughingstock. Some of those veterans in that room, whether it's Andrew Thomas, Dexter, all they have seen is losing football outside of 2022. If I'm in a room and I'm looking at two corny individuals, one coming across more genuine than the other, I want to look at the guy who has won a Super Bowl, not the guy who basically the teams get better every time he's gone.
Hold on, though. Again, they don't care about the past. They're thinking about today. And I'm not saying this is a discussion in the middle of October because wins will dictate it. I'm saying between now and September, when they go to minicamp, when they go to training camp, there's no way you can win games in August, obviously. They don't count. So between now and the start of the season, you can't see the giant room connecting more with Jameis Winston than Russell Wilson?
Sure, in this instance, what happened to Russell Wilson last year better not happen in New York this year. A calf injury in August where Mike Tomlin's comfortable pulling a 4-2 Justin Fields to go back to Wilson. To your point, if it's Jameis Winston who the locker room's rallied by and the team has a couple wins, maybe the Giants would be more reluctant in that instance.
We will get to your calls next at 888-808-1019. Plus, there's been audio unearthed from Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders talking about the New York Giants locker room and quarterback. Mm-hmm. Talking about that quarterback room that potentially Shedeur may be involved in. We'll play it. We'll analyze. We'll see if we learned anything from it. Plus, we got a lot of baseball to get to as well later on to Russell Wilson. But Russ's tweet doesn't show us any evidence that Russell gave Tay Banks anything. Quote, salute to my guy and young star Tay Banks. Grateful for letting me wear number 3, King. Full of gratitude. Well, what'd you give him, Russ? Did you bully him? Did you say, hey, I'm Russell Wilson, give me your freaking number?
No. The first segment you said that Russell Wilson comes across as more, egotistical, not humble.
That's correct.
You know what a humble person does?
What's that?
Doesn't tell the world what he gave somebody for something. Doesn't want all the credit in the world. That
or he didn't give up anything, and so he's just a bully.
Well,
I mean, you could twist it however you'd like.
Or is he playing 3D chess here?
Right.
Okay? Tay Banks now has tweeted out as the Giants. He is taking number 2 now.
Right.
Who famously wore number 2 at college? Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart. Is Russell Wilson taking 3 from Tay Banks, making Tay take number 2? So
it doesn't work that way. Then college,
the new college quarterback comes in, doesn't get his number, and is pissed off.
When you're a rookie, you get whatever the hell they give.
Remember what Tiki said about rookies, okay?
They suck.
Now, speaking of the rookie Shedeur Sanders, and we got to really be careful in trying to interpret this, but Deion and Shedeur were talking about what we've discussed here for the first half hour of this program, and that is the dynamics in that quarterback room. Strong personalities like Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. So take a listen and see if maybe we can kind of gain any thought processes of Deion and Shedeur when it comes to potentially being a New York Giant and joining that eclectic mix in the quarterback room.
If all of them go to New York, they talk about the pregame prayer going to be fire. But Russell and Jameis, the pregame prayer going to be off the chain.
Man, I'll be in there pissed.
You're going to be over there, hey, man.
I mean, hey, look, bro. I ain't trying to hit it. Come on, bro.
You're going to be getting baptized for the game.
Deion said, you're going to get baptized before the game, which is a very funny line. It sounds like Shedeur said, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Oh.
Wait a second. So Shedeur would be pissed to be in that quarterback room?
I don't think it was a quarterback room. I think he was talking about the pregame prayer in the locker room.
Wow. So Shedeur finds both corny.
Yeah, clearly. That's how I would take that.
I don't know if every team still does it every game. But I feel like I did it every game I said the Lord's Prayer.
Mm.
As far as I can remember. Back to when I was, I don't know, 8, 9 years old.
Right.
We always did that. But I think what he's saying is Russell and Jameis might take it to an extra degree.
Yeah, they're going to baptize him before the game, according to Deion.
Where's the water?
So does that concern you? Because it does sound like he said I'd be pissed.
I'm gonna
doesn't concern me.
I don't think it concerns me, but it just you know, like I almost wish we're getting this point a month out. Can we stop having microphones around Shedeur Sanders until he gets drafted now?
No, you can't. And you know why? Because the Sanders family has them around them all the time.
Right.
It is the Kardashians of sports.
You see what they want you to see.
Yes.
And this audio is included in that. They're playing chess.
Is Shiloh Chloe?
I think you're right.
What's the chess Lugie. Game that they're playing?
Only they know that. But if you follow the cleats, I only play the Browns in Madden, the stuff from Dion the other day where I said this, but I didn't really say New York. Now this gets leaked. There was something earlier this week with Shedeur. Who's the guy, the Philly guy? The guy that got the viral videos that he did the video with.
I have no idea.
You know the guy.
Oh, Gilly the Kid.
Yes. And then he was talking about don't go to the NFC East, and everyone was trying to
Gilly
interpret. He's a Philly. He's
yeah, I know. It's absurd, but I just have no idea.
My point is that every time
I'm about to be 50,
every time you turn around, there's another little breadcrumb in the 100%. Shedeur Sanders.
And the breadcrumbs you're saying that he doesn't want to play for the Giants. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What
I'm saying is that depending on what day they wake up, it seems like they want to play for another NFL franchise.
So
and I will stick to my point that I've originally had is they want him to go number one overall.
Okay. All right. So
whoever has the number one overall pick, they'll go.
That is the truest thing you've said. Is that they want to be. I mean, it's just this thing of pride.
Yeah, I get you.
You can always say I was the number one overall draft pick.
I understand.
No matter what happens to the rest of your career.
It also comes with a lot more pressure.
Of course it does. Especially if it's an organization that's looking at you as a savior.
Yeah, especially if the guy taken behind you turns out to be a lot better.
Right.
I think that adds to it, too. And it doesn't feel like there's any chance he's going to go number one overall. But we'll see. We'll get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Billy in Greenwich, Connecticut. How are you today, Billy?
What up, Billy?
Sorry, my screen is frozen. Sorry.
Well, guys.
Oh, what's up, Billy?
I'm doing well, guys. I just wanted to bring up, I know there's a lot of talk about the quarterbacks for the Giants, and we're season ticket holders, and it's been disgusting the last 2 years. But ultimately, without an offensive line, we're not going anywhere.
Agreed.
And I haven't heard any talk about who we're picking up, what they're doing, how they're doing. And we could have a great quarterback, but if he has no time to throw the ball and nobody blocking up front, we're never going to get anything done.
Yeah, no, you're right about
that. I wonder what you guys are thinking about that.
Well, I mean, I think the Giants will draft an offensive lineman, probably not in the first round, but they will draft an offensive lineman at some point in this draft. And it might be a second round, third round, or who knows what it is. But they've also done a decent job previously in free agency with their offensive line. Now, because Andrew Thomas got hurt, and then now you're moving Jermaine Illuminor all around as opposed to where he was originally supposed to be, which, by the way, was right guard, and then he had to kick out to right tackle. Look, there's going to be some moving parts. Hopefully they get it solved and correct this offseason, but I think they'll draft an offensive lineman.
But I think you also hit on it. When Andrew Thomas is and was healthy, and I know that's a major question now because he's had 2 years in a row where he hasn't been healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought their offensive line last year was formidable.
Yeah.
Like, it went down.
I remember, right. We had the conversation.
Yeah. It all went to hell
right.
when Andrew Thomas got hurt. All you got to do is look at the results. The results back that up, and you mentioned how Jermaine Illuminor got moved around. The whole thing became a mess.
Yeah.
So my biggest critique on Joe Shane, and certainly something that they need to protect from, is what happens if Thomas gets hurt again?
Right.
You can't let things derail.
You've got to have depth. You have to. Now, they've done some things in free agency. Stone Forsythe has come over. James Hudson has come over. Those guys aren't, like, starters, but they are veterans who can stem, hopefully, the tide until Andrew Thomas, if he does get hurt again. Let's hope it's not season-ending. Like it's been the last couple of times. But you just build depth, and I think they'll do that again in the draft and draft an offensive lineman.
Anthony's in Harlem. What's up, Anthony?
Afternoon, fellas.
What's up, dude?
Yo.
I heard Russell Wilson gave a signed poster of Russell Wilson to Tate Banks.
I like that. That's a good one. Yes.
It's possible.
Listen, right now, this time, I'm a Jets fan. You guys know that. I kind of feel like Tiki Barber circa 2023. Like, I'm not rooting against the Giants, but I kind of want them to draft Shedeur Sanders because I just kind of, like, want to see what happens with that QB room. Like, it's NASCAR almost, you know?
Right.
I like that. Tiki Barber 2023. You didn't hate the Jets.
No. Nope.
But you enjoyed watching the sideshow.
Yeah. No, it's must-watch television.
The New York Giants and the New York Jets have switched places. Now, they're both losers as of now in terms of just winning games over the last couple of years. Though the Giants did have the playoff season. I don't want to dismiss that.
Yeah.
But over the last few years, the Jets and Giants are both losers. Right now, the Jets have morphed into boring losers, which could be a good thing.
And it sounds intentional.
Yes. Aaron Glenn has said that.
Said we are flying below the radar. We do not care to win the offseason.
The New York Giants are very entertaining losers. From John Mara on camera with Saquon Barkley, I'm going to lose sleep, to Saquon leaving, to the quarterback personalities they just brought in, to the rumors around Shedeur Sanders. Like, the Giants are entertaining.
Yeah.
Now, entertaining could lead you to another 4 or 5 win season, but the Giants and Jets have switched places, and that's not, like, really a good thing.
Not a good thing at all. What do you mean, not really? It's not a good thing at all.
It's not a good thing. Frank is calling from Tom's River. How are you, Frank?
Hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
What's up, man?
Good afternoon, sir. What's on your mind?
How about this? Jameis Winston has the most on talent in the NFC.
I mean,
how about that?
You're not necessarily wrong.
He's got great arm talent.
Right. I think it's better than Dak.
He has a cannon.
Yeah, it's bigger. It's bigger, better than Dak. Definitely better than Hurts. But Hurts.
How about Jaden? Where we put Jaden Daniels on that?
Jaden Daniels. I probably am going to give the edge to Jaden Daniels.
But it's close.
It's close, but Jaden Daniels is going to ultimately, I think, blow him away.
Well, look, Winston's arm talent has never been the question.
No, it's his decision-making.
Yes, and so the question is, can Brian Daboll, who did a really good job developing Josh Allen and harnessing him when it comes to turnovers, and even Daniel Jones 2 years ago, would he be able to harness Jameis Winston? And that's why, from a playing standpoint, I would be intrigued by that.
Well, the challenge for Jameis is that mechanically, and this is in the weeds, but like he's very long. You know what I mean? So like his release is long. His windup, he takes an enormous step forward when he throws the ball. So it's projected. And so unless he's on time, and the ball comes out, you know, anticipatorily, that's why it gets picked.
Right.
You can see it coming. And so he's just got to be quicker with his decisions and release. Interestingly, that was kind of the same thing we talked about with Daniel Jones last year. Now, Daniel Jones would just not make a decision and then not throw the ball. Jameis is going to throw the ball, and sometimes it'll work out for him, but a lot of times it doesn't. That's what leads to a lot of his turnovers.
I think also, I just want to message out to Giants fans, as I am one. If you're excited about Jameis's arm talent, I think that's great. Do not be the Giant fan that takes to Twitter and use Jameis Winston as the best arm talent in the NFC East as a form to brag to the rest of the NFC East.
That means nothing.
Can we please not embarrass ourselves this year?
He hasn't started in 5 years.
I mean, my God.
Right.
My God.
I've realized that if...
I mean, Hurts just won a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels is all world. And we're talking about Jameis as being the best arm talent in the NFC East.
I think your point is fair. I also have realized if I want to troll you, and I'm not in a trolling mood today, nor will I be tomorrow, but if anybody in the audience wants to troll Sean Morash, I now know your kryptonite in this moment, and that is talking up Jameis Winston.
That's a W.
Jameis is a Giant. I'm going to root for Jameis.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you cherry pick certain things
you sound very anti-Jameis.
What is the point of saying, hey, you know, Jameis, best arm talent in the NFC East? The guy is not good. I mean, what are we doing? Why does it even matter? Like, you think a Commander fan hears that's like, you know what? You're right, man. I'd rather have Jameis with the arm talent.
No, I think a Commander fan says, okay, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So what are we doing here?
I think it's because...
finding a way to feel good.
Well, also, too, the head coach that Sean loves is supposed to be a quarterback whisperer, so if a guy has great arm talent, Daboll can mold, like Evan said in the open, Jameis more than you could hold... mold Russell Wilson, who is what he is.
I think Russell Wilson's unmoldable. I think Jameis Winston could be molded. That's why what I'd argue with, and I'm not doing this to troll, I think it's true, there's more of an upside with Daboll getting his hands on Jameis Winston than Daboll getting his hands on Russell Wilson. Spot the lie. Spot the freaking lie.
All right. I mean, Team 4, I think we know what Jameis is. I don't think he's unmolded clay.
Let's go to Rob in Westchester. How you doing today, Rob?
Evan, buddy, listen, I know you're not in the mood to troll. I got bad news for you. You were getting trolled for the last 20 minutes. I drove home from the city. I throw on BT and Salmon. Let's see what they got to say about the Mets. Nope. The last 20 minutes, Evan, you were getting trolled and bullied on air by BT and Salmon. Tell you why.
For what? What the hell did I do?
What? Listen, what were you doing with... with Nick tickets and making offers at 2 p.m. when the game's at 7 p.m. They want to know how many guys you asked. Yeah. They feel like you asked a bunch of people before them.
Yeah. Of course, they're not my first choices.
Offended. Yep, Sal was very offended, just so you know that you were offended.
He was offended that I offered him Nick tickets?
Yes.
Which, by the way, I talked about on this show yesterday. I offered Tommy tickets at about 4:35. I am a Nick season ticket holder. I either go to games, I sell games, I give games to friends. I had no one going to last night's Knick game.
Mm-hmm.
Where was BT and Sal on the list? Not high. That's true. I offered it to Sal. BT gave a fair answer. BT's answer was right away, hey, I'm busy, I'm coaching. Okay, he's got a fair answer. Sal was like a snob. He's like, who are they playing?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, first of all, if you're a real Knick fan, you know who they're playing.
Yeah.
Strike one. And then strike two, if I'm offering you free Knick tickets, like, I'm not charging you. Free Knick tickets. Beggars can't be choosers. Don't ask me who they're playing.
Right.
So you want to troll? I'll troll them. Really, Sal, not as much BT. You had a fair excuse. You don't know who they're playing, number one, fraud Knick fan. And number two, you're asking me who they're playing, and you're offended I offered you Knick tickets?
Tommy,
that's called being a nice guy.
Tommy, who are they playing?
They're playing the Cavs tonight.
There you go. Just making sure.
Well, that's on the road. I don't have tickets for that.
Right.
So, Rob's got...
Not only were they offended at that, Evan, they
Rob, he got the story wrong. Sal wasn't offended that you asked him.
Oh, good.
He was offended that you were offended by Sal's response of who they are playing.
Yeah.
To be fair to those guys...
You can't answer that question. You can't ask that question.
Now,
you're a Knick fan. Why does it matter who they're playing?
Allegedly.
Allegedly what?
A Knick fan.
What are we doing here?
Can you confirm or deny they also took umbrage in the way you approached them and asked them? Did you say, hey guys, I have Knicks tickets tonight. Would you like to go?
No.
Or did you say, what are you doing tonight?
I started with, what are you doing tonight?
That's not... I don't like that.
You know why I did that?
Why?
I don't know.
Because
if they were busy, you wouldn't
offend
them.
Exactly.
But it's like, do you know why I pulled you over when the cops pull you over? Do you know why I pulled you over? It feels weird to me that you would ask that. I agree with them on that.
I can't believe I agree with Tommy on this. Because no matter what you're doing, there's always something better you could be doing.
Right, right.
So you might have plans, and then if you don't ask them because they've told you their plans...
Right.
They may drop it and say, no, I'd rather go to the Knick game.
And I think that Evan had already asked about 17 people before them, so he changed up his strategy in the way he asked. He asked like six people already, including, you know, an intern or whoever, and then they all said no. So he's like, I got to change the way I ask BT and Sal, so I'll start with what are you doing tonight?
What I've realized is I'm going to stop being a nice guy.
Mm.
I'm going to stop offering my tickets to anybody.
Okay, Jacqueline from White Lotus. Okay.
I don't know what that means. You don't know what that means? What does that mean? Is that an insult?
Kind of.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stop offering tickets because I thought I was being nice to my coworkers. But instead, I'm a bad guy.
Mm.
How am I a bad guy offering free tickets to see the New York Knicks? Free tickets?
You're
not asking for money. I'm saying, do you want my tickets?
Here's what you need to do. You need
not
to
ask anyone
you need
anymore.
To identify someone who's always going to say yes.
Yeah.
And even if that person can't go, he's going to find something to do with them.
Pete Hoffman.
There you go.
That's the answer. Pete Hoffman says yes to everything.
Everything. And even if he can't go find someone to give them to.
You know
so
what
it's
I'm,
now out of your hands.
Here's what I'm going
to
do
I've
for
come
now.
Come across some tickets to the Knicks game. Hey, man, you can give me some money for it if you want to. You don't have to. I don't care either way. They're not mine. But in case you want to go, let me know.
Here's what I'm going to do. I've come up with the answer. I'm no longer asking anybody here at WFAN to take my Knick tickets because the truth is they work in sports media.
Mm.
They make plenty of money. They can get press credentials, maybe not at the Garden. So go figure out your own way there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to the audience. Now, I understand there are rules around that. So we're going to have a code word now. On social media, if I'm giving you Knick tickets, the code word is going to be orange, okay? If I tweet out orange, write me, you may get my Knick tickets. If I tweet out the word Brook, that means Brooklyn Net tickets. I'll be giving you my Net tickets. If I tweet out, Stiff. That means I'm giving you Giants tickets.
What? You don't have Giants tickets.
Sometimes I will accidentally. Jet tickets. I'm a season ticket holder. If I tweet out Browning for Browning Nagel, I'm giving you Jet tickets, which my code would be for the Mets.
Mm.
Seaver? That's too obvious.
Little brother?
Little bro.
Little bro?
L-I-L-B-R-O.
You know what? If I tweet out little bro, that qualifies for the Nets or the Mets. So my lesson here is I'm going to stop being a nice guy. I'm going to give my tickets to the audience and not, you know, people around here.
Boy.
Because no one... What's the word? Like, what's the word?
Appreciates it.
No one's appreciating. Yeah.
No gratitude. And Evan,
I'm getting nitpicked for how I asked.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And, you know,
for 20 minutes?
One of our bosses just texted
us. Ran out of things to talk about. I don't blame him.
The pizza you got knocked for. You reached your hand into your pocket. That
was never
going
to have a pizza issue ever again.
I understand.
Dory late. Forever.
But the point, Evan takes so much heat. Evan, I think this should
I get heat for being a nice guy.
And you know what?
I'm being a nice guy.
And carry this over to the postseason.
Yes.
Nobody that works here gets Evan's Knicks postseason tickets.
Do me a favor. If you work at WFAN, don't ask me about my Knicks playoff tickets. You know who's going to the Knicks playoff games? Me. Mm. That's right. I'm going to be there.
Who are you taking?
I don't know yet. Maybe you.
Thank you.
You don't count yet because you haven't said no. You're batting a perfect 1,000.
Exactly.
Even Sean's batting 1,000. Now, granted, it's only been net games, but you've said yes every time. You've already
only
said
net games? Mets, Red Sox. Who was there with you, pal?
That's true. Mm. Was that the game I left my father-in-law outside in the parking lot?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm not leaving early from Mets, Red Sox. Jaron Duran is up. My father-in-law is sitting on a weird bench outside City Field.
Park bench in Queens.
Yeah. So that's my decree. My tickets are now going to go to the audience. They're not going to go to anyone around here.
Smart.
Why are you sighing into the microphone?
I'm on your guys' side. I am.
No, you're not.
No, but no,
they're guffawing.
I am, but Evan, when you retire from this business, you should get into politics. The way you just spun that, let's go back to what originally started this. You picked apart their answers, and you did it on the radio.
That's true.
And then when they respond, you pull the, I'm going to stop being a nice guy. Come on.
In fairness, I only picked apart Sal's answer because I thought Brandon handled it perfectly.
And I agree with you. Sal's answer wasn't great.
Brandon immediately was like, I'm busy. And he was very appreciative, like, oh, thank you for the offer. Mm-hmm. I got no issue with him.
But why am I being punished for this? And I can't go to the playoff game because that's what this led to. Lugie's not going to the playoff game.
I offered you the game last night, too. Did you go?
But I gave you a good answer.
You had no
answer. You keep saying no.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem.
It's the first no I said all year, but
you
okay.
Said no to the Jets.
That was ridiculous.
That was
I was sandbagged. Can you imagine trekking back from MetLife Stadium? I was living in I'm still in Kew Gardens on Halloween night where they have a parade in Manhattan. I got to be on the subway with all the people that are partying after watching the Jets score 3 points. You weren't doing me any favors, and I'm not a Jet fan.
This is a great example. Tommy and Sal. They're just not appreciative.
We're only children,
yeah.
So I think this is part of our...
Like, it's about when it was asked, how it was asked,
we are
what
like
game
that.
It was asked.
Yes.
Like, Tommy and Sal's the same way.
Yeah.
Like, if I had said to Sal, it was the Lakers, he would have said yes! Or it was too early before the game, so what, I have to give people a week's notice? I got news for you. I'm not giving anybody tickets with a week's notice. I'd rather sell them to the highest bidder.
You might sell them. That's the problem.
You're damn right.
That's why you can't.
I'd prefer to sell it than hand it to you guys. So, there you go. I'm done. My season ticket holdingness only benefits me, my family, and the listeners. Again, code words, I'm giving them away on social media. That's it. Hey, you can do it too, Tommy. If I tweet out one of those code words, just DM me. Or
I don't think you're allowed to do that either, but we could have a discussion off air. You can't do it on social media either.
Hey, Yankee fans, I'll tell you why last night's loss was not as bad as you think. Plus, why are the Mets allowed to just openly recruit guys on other teams? We'll address it, plus more of your calls on the brewing issues in the Giant quarterback room between Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.